Furry fandom from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. www.wikipedia.org. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. Furry fandom is a subculture built around the furry genre. Since before the turn of the 20th century, the furry genre has been made up of such things as animal characters in children's fantasy, funny animals in cartoons and comic strips, and allegorical animal literature. The fandom for this genre was first organised by fans at science fiction and comics conventions in the early 1980s. The fandom then grew into a large and diverse community of animal-related fantasy fans. Members of the furry fandom, known as furry fans or simply furries, particularly enjoy media that includes animals with humanized or anthropomorphic features, such as exhibiting human intelligence and facial expressions, the ability to speak, walk on two legs, and wear clothing. Such animal characteristics are referred to as anthropomorphic. They frequently appear in popular animated cartoons, comic books, and novels. Since the mid-1980s, furry fans have referred to any anthropomorphic animal character as a furry. Other terms for these types of characters are funny animal and talking animal, or kimono in Japan. The furry fandom has grown rapidly with the advent of the internet. Content created by furry fans on the World Wide Web covers a wide range of interests, including fantasy, philosophy, sex, politics, religion and lifestyle. Section 1. History and Inspiration. The term furry originally came into existence at a science fiction convention in the late 1970s. Then, the term was used to describe one specific genre of fantasy art. As these furry fans became more organised, they began using email and mucks to communicate. Notably, one of the oldest and largest mucks in existence is Furry Muck. Examples of the types of animal characters with humanised features that typically inspire furry fans are represented by the titles below. From cartoons: Roger Rabbit, The Angry Beavers, Rocco's Modern Life, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Wile E. Coyote. From animated feature films: Disney's Robin Hood, My Neighbor Totoro, The Secret of NIMH, Bargie, Madagascar. From TV: Father of the Pride, Kimba the White Lion, Disney's Rescue Rangers. From comics: Usagi Yojimbo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Omaha the Cat Dancer, Chandler Panda, Albedo, Mouse. From novels: Richard Adams' Watership Down, Andre Norton's Breed to Come, Brian Jacques' Red Wall series, Stephen Boyette's The Architects of Sleep, S. Andrew Swan's Mario series. From games: RuneQuest, EverQuest, the Star Fox series, Sonic the Hedgehog series, Jazz Jackrabbit series, Conker's Bad Fur Day. From webcomics: Newshound, Boom Express, The Suburban Jungle, Kevin and Kel, Faux Pass, Narnia Theatre, Sabrina Online, DMFA. Such titles are often credited with inspiration by those who create works within the furry fandom. Many members of the fandom have also cited as inspiration the historical usage of anthropomorphic animals in world mythology, including but not limited to Greek, Egyptian, Japanese, and Native American. Although many of the non-furry creators of such material are aware that some of their audience consists of furry fans, the most common term used by cartoonists to describe anthropomorphic animals is funny animal, regardless of whether the animals are used in a funny way or not. Additionally, in Japan there is a genre called kimono, a tangentially related but independent genre with different cultural associations. There are dozens of webcomics based on animal characters. Many are created by furry fans and as such are referred to as furry comics. Kevin and Kel, by contrast, was created by a non-furry illustrator and cartoonist, Bill Holbrook. Though there is little, if any, actual difference between a furry comic and a traditional funny animal comic. Section 2. Fan creations. Furry fans are eager for more material than is available from mainstream publishers. The demand is filled by fellow fans, amateur to professional artists, writers and publishers who produce drawings, paintings, stories, independent comic books, fanzines, websites and even small press books. Fans with craft skills put together their own plush furry toys, sometimes referred to as plushies, or build elaborate costumes called fursuits and wear them for fun or to participate in convention masquerades, dances, or fundraising charity events as entertainers. While many fursuits look like sports mascots, some fursuits go beyond that and include moving jaw mechanisms, animatronics, prosthetic makeup, or other frills. Section 2.1. Art and Writing. Many furry fans participate in the arts, becoming amateur and sometimes professional illustrators, comic strip authors, painters, sculptors, writers, musicians, and craft artists. Primarily, the fandom produces visual artworks, although there are many three-dimensional sculptures, fabric pieces, stories, folk music pieces, and even photographs. While a bulk of these fan-created pieces of art are distributed through unprofessional mediums such as personal websites and via email, some publisher works on anthologies, amateur press associations, or APA zines. A few have mainstream professional credits to their names. Section 2.2. Role-playing characters. Fursonas. Some furry fans on the web create anthropomorphic animal characters in order to engage in role-playing sessions on the many furry-themed MUDs on the internet. The oldest furry role-playing environment is Furry Muck, although predating it was the GE-run BBS, the Beastie Board, in which conversation sometimes led to roleplay. Another popular online furry social game is called Furcadia, created by Dragon's Eye Productions, which has become significantly more popular than Furry Muck. There are also several furry-themed areas and communities in the massively multiplayer online role-playing game Second Life. Section 3. Conventions. Sufficient membership and interest has allowed for the creation of many annual furry conventions held in North America and Europe, the largest being AnthroCon in Pittsburgh each June or July. Further confusion, held in San Jose each January, is almost as large. The total number of people attending furry conventions exceeded 9,130 in 2005, a growth of 13% over the previous year. In 2005, 18 such conventions took place around the world. The first known furry convention, Conference, is no longer held. Cali Fair has replaced it since both conventions are based in Southern California. Many conventions feature an auction or fundraising event, with the proceeds often going to an animal-related charity. For example, Further Confusion has raised more than $44,000 for various charitable beneficiaries over its 7-year history, and AnthroCon has raised more than $56,000 for animal-related charities since 1997. Section 4. Sex and Furry Fandom. A number of furry fans who are of adult age enjoy creating erotic works. In furry slang, these may be referenced to as yiff or spooge, slang for semen. Online galleries of such works tend to be clearly labelled with adult content warnings and are not intended to be viewed by minors. As happens with most other fandoms on the net, furry fans of appropriate age may engage in cybersex fantasies on Mucks, Mushes, MUDs, and other online roleplay environments. Such environments frequently have age-restricted areas for this kind of activity, although some MUD-style furry games are restricted in their entirety to adults only, such as Tapestry's Muck. It is rare for the furry fandom to catch the attention of the mainstream media. On those rare occasions when it has happened, the news and entertainment media have focused almost exclusively on aspects of furry sexuality, portraying furry fandom as a fetish-based subculture. Examples include articles and columns in Vanity Fair and Loaded magazines, the syndicated sex column Savage Love, and dramatized fiction or documentaries portrayed on television shows like ER, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, CSI Episode 406, Fear and Loathing, The Drew Carey Show, and MTV's Sex 2K. Some articles link the furry fandom to sexual fetishes such as bestiality and plushophilia, but many furry fans state they do not participate in or approve of such fetishes, and they protest the portrayal of the fandom as anything but an interest in a certain style of fantasy art. They do not think of furry fandom as being any different from any other fandoms such as anime, which also have erotic subgenres and sexually oriented roleplay, but are not judged as a whole because of them. Because of this controversy, many furry fans have advocated limiting the visibility of erotic furry works. This has caused even greater protest from the creators of such works, who consider such restrictions to be a violation of their freedom of expression. Today, however, all furry conventions have established guidelines and standards of conduct which restrict sexually explicit material and behaviour to appropriate areas and situations. Others have created furry art archives such as YIRF, which are free of sexual content. Though the sexual controversy tends to capture the greatest amount of attention, furry entertainment of a non-sexual nature, that is, suitable for all audiences, continues to be produced in great abundance by the fandom. Section 5. Furry Lifestyler. The phrase furry lifestyler is used to describe a subset of the furry fandom that takes a deeper interest in relationships to animals and animal characteristics than others in the fandom. This interest may show itself in physical and spiritual manners. Section 5.1. Characteristics. Furry lifestylers differ from furry fans in the level of their relationship to animal natures. While more mainstream furry fans are interested in artwork, stories, and other such activities, lifestylers incorporate their interest in animals into their personas or beliefs. Some may incorporate perceived animal natures such as gait, voice, personality, or instincts into their activities, while others express beliefs in totems and animal spirits. They may also believe that animal instincts exist within humans as part of a genetic code, reincarnation from previous animal life, or other spiritual reflections. Some lifestylers may also take on physical attributes of an animal, such as adopting animal-related hairstyles, tattooing, wearing articles of clothing or jewellery. There are cases of people undergoing extensive body modifications as well, as shown on the Discovery Channel programme Humanimals World Makeovers. Section 5.2. Origins. The phrases furry lifestyle and furry lifestyler first appeared in July 1996 on the newsgroup alt.fan.furry during an ongoing dispute within that community. One element within furry fandom believed that any peripheral interests not directly relating to furry art did not belong under the furry umbrella, whereas others believed that the definition of what constituted furry was up to the individual. The newsgroup alt.lifestyle.furry was created in August 1996 to accommodate discussion not relating solely to artwork. Posters to this newsgroup quickly attracted the term furry lifestylers. Some related communities, such as the Ware or Therian community, share similar beliefs with the furry lifestylers, but wishes to distance themselves from furry fandom. A common perception of the furry lifestyle is that a very high proportion of its members are gay or bisexual, especially the latter. However, some people dispute this, opining that furries are, as a rule, more likely than the general population to accept non-heterosexual orientations, and that this, rather than any real difference in numbers, accounts for the perception. Estimates as to the actual proportion of gay and bi furries therefore ranges widely, but reliable statistics are absent since serious research into the subject is almost non-existent.